I get asked often by clients about leadership and what are the core things that you need. I know I need to do lots of different things as a leader, but what are the core, primary, important things that I should focus on in leadership? We like simple, short lists. I see lists of these 10 things you need to do, these 100 things, these 6 things, these 9 things.
I think it's a mindset around what I have found to be 3 primary motivators, 3 pillars of leadership that are key to motivating people and thereby achieving your goals and the goals of your organization. These 3 pillars are vision, autonomy, and growth.
People want those 3 at the top of their list. They want lots of other things depending on their attribute profile. They're looking for being managed in different ways. Those are the subtleties of a really fine leader. But at its core, you can find at the top of the list in the vast majority of people that you will trigger engagement from people, which is the core of leadership, engagement from people
when they experience vision, autonomy, and growth. And I'll speak to each of these briefly today.
Vision is the word I'm using to describe people want to be a part of something important. They want what they're doing to matter. What the company is doing, what the organization is doing makes a difference. And you don't have to think of yourself as, gee, we're saving children or animals in Africa. We're going to the moon. Think through your core values as an organization and communicate to your people the importance of the service or the product that you're delivering to people. Whether it's in, it doesn't have to be a business. It can be an education, it can be a hospital, it can be a profit, a nonprofit. Those are all details. But think through, why is this important? What is key to us being here at all and doing what we're doing? And communicate that with the team. The second major item that I pointed out is autonomy. Autonomy is really the positive word, because I like positive words in vision, for avoiding a major negative that almost everyone brings up when it exists. People hate to be micromanaged. When people are given an assignment and not allowed to proceed on their own basis and with their own intellect and with their own creativity and through their own pathways, and they're constantly monitored and ridden, as they would say, as in riding a horse, ridden by their manager or their leader, they feel untrusted. They feel that the manager thinks they're incompetent to handle the task. And worse, if the manager even goes on and does what I call jump ball delegation, which gives assignment to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people, they keep running into other people who've gotten the same assignment. And that's a common disease in a lot of organizations. People want to be given an assignment, able to ask questions, get clarity around the assignment, and then go charge into it on their own, even making some mistakes and falling down. And they owe the manager lots of things in terms of updates, etc., and that should all be talked about and communicated. But don't just hover over their shoulder like a helicopter parent.
And finally, growth. Growth is the word I'm using to describe the truth that people want to be developed.
People want to feel throughout time, throughout their life, throughout their career, they are getting better. They're getting better at what they do. And that's on their job, that's in their personal life. But what the manager can deal with is in the job. People want to receive input. They want to go to seminars. They want to go to training programs. They want to have access to help, to coaching and development of their expertise in their area, whether that be in management or whether it be in a technical area, whether it be a work alone area or a work in teams area. Managers tend to go to people and give them, you should be doing this better, you should be doing that better, you should be doing this better, you need to improve this, you need to improve that. But when people don't see any assistance, any help, any investment in them coming from the organization, you're losing a major one of the top three motivators and letting it sit idle. So, in leadership, if you pay attention to vision, you feel a part of something important, autonomy, don't micromanage,
and growth. Make sure that your people have access to development. You're going to be making huge strides to motivate your team and achieve engagement with them.